What better way to get a message than through a cookie? That's everybody's sweet tooth. Everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because you're vegan doesn't mean you have to miss out on a sweet treat.
Everyone loves a scrumptious cookie, right? I know I do. Do you know what's even better than a cookie? Delectable vegan cookies baked with sweet, loving messages. And that's exactly what you get with every intention cookie made by Bountiful Vegan. Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we'll learn how a cookie can possibly bring peace on Earth.
We put positive intentions, and they're written intentions, into each package, into each cookie package, so that you have an opportunity to not only eat a delicious cookie, yay for delicious, yay, we love that, yeah. But you also get to get some delicious information into your head, into your psyche, into your being, so that finally you're saying to yourself, I am prosperous. I have all the love I need. You're saying things mm-hmm. like that. I am filled with well-being. My whole body is full of well-being. You're saying those kinds of things, which, and I am harmonious. Can you take that? I love harmonious. I love being in harmony with everything around.
Professional singer Terry Bradford and his manager Mary Wilmer created Bountiful Vegan in 2008 in Napa, California, USA. Their goal is simple: make vegan food that tastes fantastic to all palates. Everyone deserves to enjoy food that's good for them and that tastes good too.
It's a cookie the way you like a cookie because you liked it. It just doesn't have the stuff that's going to not make you feel good in the long run.
Currently, there are 6 flavors available in the lovingly handcrafted Intention Cookie line by Bountiful Vegan. The Prosperity Choco Choco Chip Cookie, the Love Chocolate Chip Orange Cookie, the Courage Peanut Butter Cookie, the Success Chocolate Chip Cookie, the Happiness Peanut Butter Chocolate Chip Cookie, and the Determination Oatmeal Raisin Cookie. Along with tasting great, each intention cookie contains a little message to uplift your day. But don't take our word for it. Let's hear what people are saying about the cookies.
And we really, really worked hard to make our cookies not seem so different from the cookies everybody was eating all the time, because that was important to me. It's like, you know, if I'm going to get my dad to eat one, if I'm going to get my brother, if I'm going to get my family to eat it, it needs to be something they're familiar with. So we made our cookies the something everybody's familiar with. So but what we did find, which was exciting, is that when we sampled our cookies out to people,
and we don't
say vegan right up front. So when we sample these things out, We got people eating them just because, you know, it's like, oh, this is chocolate chocolate chip, I love it, you know.
And we have one flavor that people constantly try, and they say, oh my God, it's got butter in it, it's so delicious. We don't say anything.
And what we love is that these people have become repeat buyers, and they're not vegan. And so, but, you know, though they may not know right off the bat that they're eating a vegan product, you know, I am now contributing to the health of the planet and also to theirs. You know what I mean? Because now all of a sudden, they're not eating the butter that's going to give them the cholesterol issue. And as they learn it's vegan, then they really start finding out.
But we don't hide that it's vegan and that Bountiful Vegans on the back of the label. Man. So, you know, if you if you're a label reader, like I think just about every vegan needs to be, you'll know. But in our tastings, we don't
volunteer. And after a while, they do, because, you know, they're reading the intention inside and getting involved in that as well as eating the cookie. And then they want to, then finally they'll go home and go, you know, well, what's in here? And the first thing on our ingredient is vegan. We want them to know right away. You've been eating this vegan cookie, you know, and they go, oh, you know, surprise. There was one lady who actually walked up to one of our tastings, and I just hand out, and she saw the prosperity cookie, which is chocolate chip, and she goes, that's my favorite cookie. Not vegan. She said, this is my favorite cookie. I'm a chocolate lover. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, she said, but I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to eat chocolate chip. She said, but then I saw prosperity, and I thought, well, I need that. I thought that was cute, but that's what got her hooked. And then she ate the first one, and she said, I lost it over because the chocolate in it is so smooth. She said, how do you get it to be that smooth? And I started laughing because I'm thinking, because it's vegan, it doesn't matter. I just love when people and kids eat it and they fall in love with it. And they fall in love with it, not maybe not knowing. And then I love it when the vegans come up and we're saying, you know, want to taste the cookie? And they go, ah, you know, I'm vegan. And I go, and so are the cookies. And I go, really? We love that. We jump for joy.
We do.
And we tried it on kids.
Oh, that was the best test. Our friend had kids, and they all had friends. And there was one day we were testing the chocolate chip orange. Some of the friends were over, so she was telling one of the kids who was just a very picky eater, "Is there a vegan?" And he said, "No, they're not." You know, he tried them, and so. He was asking his friend, "Are these really vegan?" And the friend went, "No." He said, "I knew they weren't." And he said, "Yeah, they are." And so he was just shocked. He said, "These are delicious." Yeah. So for us, that was a testament that we were just really on the right track.
Would you like a little extra love in your life? Well, now is your chance to go online and order a chocolate chip orange love cookie. We will be right back after these brief messages. You're watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, and our interview with Terry and Mary, creators of Bountiful Vegan. On the Bountiful Vegan website reads, "A bountiful vegan is someone who embraces life and all its miracles. We commit random acts of kindness in every facet of our lives." We asked Mary and Terry why they chose this name for their company.
We love being vegan, and we really want to share that with other people who are vegan and who are not, and we really want to let people know that it's a bountiful way of living. It can be, and that's what we choose for it to be. So we just wanted to really have our name just express that straight out.
And how is it that you met and became business partners in order to form this company?
Oh, wow. Well, I was doing music. I still do music. I'm still doing it, you guys. But so music was my life, and it still is. But I needed somebody to kind of guide me, and so I was looking for someone who could really give me some focus. Mm-hmm. In comes Mary, manager. She managed me in music. And so she came in, and we got focused. And actually, we started doing exactly what we're doing with the cookies now, which is the intention, the concept of giving people something to live for, letting them know how to be all right being who you are.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do in music.
Terry shares with us fond memories of when he first became vegan as a musician, traveling and performing with one of the most acclaimed singers of all time.
I was with Celine Dion. She and I did Beauty and the Beast, the duet, and we did. And so I toured with her for 5 years. We went around the world. We did a few world tours. But when it started, I went on tour with her. And it was the most difficult because nobody understood. They were like, oh, okay, well, this will be fine if I just put a little bit of this in it. And it's only a little bit of butter. It's only a little bit of meat, you know, and you can just pull that out. This isn't working. So Celine got involved. And she was like, this is the way he eats. And we need someone who actually does what he eats. And so she actually got a group of caterers who they took one of their people and a person studied it and did my food. And that's all they did the whole tour. And so, and here's one thing that I really did love. One evening, René, Celine's husband, asked me to do something on a saxophone, and I don't play saxophone. So he hands me the thing, and I go, how am I gonna do this? I take it home, and I try to learn, and I try to figure out how I can make this noise. Well, I actually figured it out. And I come back, and in the dressing room when we were about to do the next concert, which might have been 2 days later, I was with the saxophone in the dressing room playing. The music director comes by and he goes, are you playing that? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh man. He takes it, he pulls me over to Celine and Renee. And he says, check this out. And he's like, play it for him. And I played it. And then Celine, because it was during our little dinner time, Celine turns around to everybody and says, we're all going to eat like Terry.
that's
cute. If it does this, we should be eating like this. And hey, let's all eat like Terry. I like that.
And do you have plans for either more cookies or some other products that you will offer to the public through Bountiful Vegan?
We are definitely planning on other flavors of cookies. We're also going to have bags of cookies. Mm-hmm. And then our intention has always been to offer a full line of foods that are vegan. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some ready-made items, we'll have some frozen food items, side dishes, the whole bit. And we just really, our whole focus is just delicious food.
Mm-hmm. Wherever you are in the world, you can order and enjoy scrumptious vegan cookies that uplift your spirit and brighten your day by visiting www.bountifulvegan.com.
When we do our tasting, what we find, there are a lot of people who are still omnivores, but they're saying, I'm trying to get more vegan in my diet. Mm-hmm. And we're like, thank you. And they're like, and I can do that with this. Somebody will say, I'm just testing the vegan waters. And so I figure I can test it with a cookie.
Let's see
if the vegan cookie satisfies, then maybe I can go further. Yay. You know what I mean?
We send our thanks to Terry Bradford and Mary Wilmer of Bountiful Vegan for offering us so many delicious ways to live. We wish abundant success in all their future endeavors of making the world a kinder place to be.
I'm Mary.
I'm Terry of Bountiful Vegan.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Delightful viewers, it was a pleasure as always having you with us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please join us on Wednesday, December 8th to make a decadent pina colada vegan French toast with Terry and Mary of Bountiful Vegan. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May every morsel of your life be savored with good company, love, and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.